With a name like Rustic Overtones, you'd be forgiven for thinking this is a Portland, Maine band that plied its lonely trade on the coffee house and dive bar circuit for years. Which is true, sort of. It's what the old folks been through. Rustic Overtones was poised to be a major label success story. Conventional, but potentially huge. They signed with Arista, but then wanted to do things their way. Not an attitude major labels welcome. So Arista dropped them. Then they ran to another label. Then Rustic Overtones, the band with the old-time name, sensed the new world of music distribution rising up around them, and they ditched mainstream labels altogether. If it's just the same with you, what's the fuss about? This is the new way out. I found a new way out. If you don't want to make a change, you should shut your mouth. This is the new way out. I found a new way out. Rustic Overtones' latest album is titled The New Way Out, and we're hearing the title track right now. It's their first album of entirely new music in over 8 years, totally self-produced and self-distributed. Rustic Overtones plays at the Church Nightclub in Boston this Saturday, and right now lead singer Dave Gutter joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great album. So let me just first briefly ask you about that Arista record deal. You were signed by legendary music producer Clive Davis, but then he got pushed out of Arista. So what happened to you guys? Or what was that like, I guess?
Well, we were just kind of in this medium area, this purgatory, with a mostly R&B label. They didn't really have many rock acts, so there wasn't many people there that knew what to do with us, what kind of hole that we fit in. So we moved on to Tommy Boy, and then the industry just came and ate up Tommy Boy. And, so now we just, we function the same way that all those labels did. Everything we learned from being on those labels, everything they do as far as, you know, radio marketing and a lot of, like, the grassroots stuff comes from the major labels. So, you know, all these bands going out there with all this information when all this happened and the internet, and it's easy to just do things, you know, yourself, and you don't have to split your money up with everybody.
Well, we want to talk about that in a second, but I have to say, you do have your guitar here, and if you want to play a song for us, I'd love to hear it. What are you going to play?
A song's called Letter to the President, and it's actually, it came before Pink's song to the Letter to the President, and I've never dared to say anything until now because I thought she may beat me up or something. It was like Moby or something. I might have challenged him.
Dear Mr. President, I'm a soldier with the 82nd Airborne stationed overseas. My family and my friends are praying God is watching over me. Even God can't save us now. Mr. President, I'm writing you this poem, and I sent along a picture of my family back at home. I hear my heart beat loud out in these killing fields alone. I always hit my target, I just miss my happy home. When will be the end of this all? Tell me, when will be the end of this all? Now that our back is against the wall, I joined the army like my father did, and his father before. I saw army green and canvas look like perfect art of war. I see now ones I saw before. How am I a hero if I don't know what it's for? Days are getting longer, nights I never get to sleep. And I just had a newborn daughter that I hope I get to see. I've got bloodshed on my conscience, she's so innocent and free. I just killed some baby's father, better him instead of me. When will be the end of this all? When will be the end of this all? Now that our back is against the wall. Before the war, life it was beautiful. We marched out in the sun. Now it's stars and stripes and funerals. Our darkest days have come. Dying in this combat zone scares me half to death. 'Cause if I don't make it to heaven, what's to live for after death? I've seen mothers of the friends I lost out marching in a crowd. 'Cause their sons wear purple hearts inside their coffins in the ground. When they left for war, they thought their mamas would be proud. When they faced off with their enemies, they thought they'd take them down. When will be the end of this all?
That's Dave Gutter, lead vocalist of Rustic Overtones, singing the song Letter to the President. Dave, we've just got a minute left here. You know, Rustic Overtones, you have you and your guitar here with us today, but the band is actually big. And
yes, 7 or 8.
In this album, you got a lot of the musicians in the Portland music scene involved. In a couple seconds, can you tell us what that was like and sort of tapping that talent up there?
Yeah, Portland's music scene in many ways is like a huge collective. Everybody knows everybody. Everyone plays on everybody's record if you need, you know, whatever your specialty might be. So we just honed in on that for this record and got like 30 plus of our peers and our close friends to play on the record.
Well, that's terrific. Rustic Overtones, a mix of rock and funk and a live show, I've heard, like you've never seen before.
High energy, for sure.
That's Dave Gutter. He's lead vocalist of Rustic Overtones. They're going to be playing at the Church Nightclub in Boston this Saturday night. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. Dave, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, polls show Newt Gingrich gaining on Mitt Romney in the New Hampshire primary campaign. But what about Buddy Romer? Didn't know he was running? Well, tune in tomorrow.
And this quick note, the tweets are going out fast and furious regarding Mayor Tom Menino's midnight deadline for the Occupy Boston protesters to clear Dewey Square. Chasing Boston 1 tweets, watching the tents come down one by one from the 31st floor of my corporate office. It's about time. Whereas Allison Francis tweets, there's a training on the second floor of my work for nonviolent direct action. I love activist life. More on all the views on Occupy Boston this afternoon on WBUR.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.